On the November 16th edition of WINA's Best Seat in the House, Jed Williams talked with Miami head coach Larry Coker. Coker talked about the effect the death of Brian Pattis had on his team. The Hurricanes come to Charlottesville this weekend to play the Cavaliers Saturday at noon.
It's been an emotional week, a traumatic week. Overall, how are your players and your staff coping with everything that's happened?
Well, I think, Jed, I think the word coping is the best way to say it. You know, our players have been tremendous. We have a lot of young players, but they're trying to handle things as best they can. And it seems like practice has given us a little therapy. They've decided that they definitely, last week after the tragedy, they definitely wanted to play, and we did play Maryland. And I'm very, very proud of the effort that we gave at the Maryland game. We didn't win, sort of disappointed about that, but again, I think as we're pressing forward, we're pressing on.
Coach, you used the word therapy, and I wanted to ask you about that because so often I think we look at athletics, and this particular case, football, is kind of a sanctuary that gets us away from some of the troubles of everyday life. Can it still be that sanctuary, or is it difficult to separate real life and football with what's happened with Brian Pata?
Well, it's difficult from the standpoint of such a tragic death and such an untimely death, but also you're on the football field, but you go in the locker room and the number 95 locker is empty, and you go on the field and that player that you play next to is not there. And so that's the reality of it, and it's very difficult for anybody to deal with, but especially for young people.
Remembering Brian Pata, I had never met him, Coach, and I know a lot of people in our listening audience had only heard of him and had never spoken with him or interacted with Brian. What was Brian like as a young man and his family as well?
Well, I think he really, really turned his life around and really had, as you can say, had figured it out. He was having an outstanding year. He always played with a lot of passion and is a very good football player. But also even more than that, I think he'd really developed into a leader. He'd sacrificed for the team. He moved from defensive end to inside to defensive tackle and was doing an outstanding job for us. And really, loved his family. He called his mother every day.
Larry Coker's with us. He's the head coach of the Miami Hurricanes. The Canes will take on the Virginia Cavaliers Saturday at noon at Scott Stadium on Virginia's Senior Day. Coach, from a coaching perspective, there's no toolkit. There's no preparation for something like that. How did you handle the situation in terms of the way you addressed and led your football team over the last week or so?
Well, again, I tried to get some feedback from them and from the leaders of our team and the older players and how we should handle it. And the main thing that we try to do is stay close as a group, stay close as a football family, and be of utmost respect for Brian's family. And have to deal with the realities of life. And again, as I said earlier, our players and coaches have been very good about it.
I'm sure it would be easy for a lot of the players to not really care about football right now, but Coach, it sounds like just the opposite. This remains a motivated, together, and hungry football team.
Well, we played awfully hard against Maryland after Brian's death and had our chances to win. And again, we didn't get it done, but the effort was there. We got down early, 14-0, and we had a built-in excuse not to play. But our players didn't use that. They fought back hard and gave ourselves a chance to win in the football game and a play here and a play there, and we could have easily won that football game.
One young player who played and played pretty well in his starting assignment at quarterback was Kirby Freeman. Coach Coker, Al Groh at his press conference this week talked about Freeman's mobility. Just discuss his skill set and how he might be a little bit different at quarterback than Kyle Wright.
Well, Kirby has great speed, and he has he's a good passer. He has a tremendously quick release, but I think the big thing is he is a leader. Our players have really gravitated to him. They really bought into what he can give our football team, and although he's only had brief playing experience, they know he gives us something special, and he's very explosive. He can get from point A to point B very quickly.
Larry Coker with us on the Best Seat in the House. Coach, two final quick questions. Let me ask you about that defense. We know it has special talent, a lot of special guys on that side of the field, and through all the ups and downs and inconsistencies this year, that defense is fifth in the country and third in the nation against the run. What have been the keys for that defense being so effective week in and week out?
Well, I think put emphasis on team. We really don't have a great player like they've had in the past here with a Warren Sapp and a Damian Lewis and those type players, but we're really solid. And I tell you, Clint Hurt and John Palermo and Randy Shannon, and they've done a great job of coaching these players, and they really believe in the system and they're playing very hard. It's been a long time since we've given up a 100-yard rushing game, and Again, last week we gave up two huge big plays, which obviously you can't do with the difference in the football game. But all in all, we played awfully well on defense the entire year.
Final thought, Coach Coker, Virginia on Saturday. I think a lot on the line, a lot of incentive for both of these football programs. What do you expect from Al Groh and the Cavaliers?
Well, you know, again, Virginia had a week off. I'm sure they're a rested football team. I think they've been much improved as the year progressed. They played extremely well on defense. They're one that, like us, they're a highly ranked defense in the country. I've been really impressed with how they've come along on offense. Their quarterback, a freshman, but he's not a freshman anymore.
Yeah.
He's a guy that's going to cause a lot of headaches around this league for a long time. But I've heard people say that he throws the ball pretty well, but he runs the ball extremely well. But he's not a thrower; he's a passer, and it's really, I think, been a strong factor in the improvement of the Virginia football team.
Should be a great game on Saturday as both Miami and Virginia move toward bowl eligibility. Larry Coker is the head coach of the Hurricanes. Coach, thanks for your time. Thanks for your leadership over the last 10 days or so, and we look forward to seeing you in Charlottesville.
Thank you, Jed.